And we're live.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 5 of Season 2. Family Faithful, back in your motherfucking face. Mo, how you doing?
What up, motherfuckers? We're back. Moses Mania coming to you live. Fenway Faithful, Season 2, Episode 5. What is up, Dave?
Not much, man. Not much. How's your week been?
It's going good, man. Doing good. Going fishing on Monday.
I know.
I have a farmer's tan in June. It's like a Moses record, not having a farmer's tan in June.
Well, I'm glad. It suits you well, sir. But no, I mean, for those of you who don't know, up here in the Northeast, the weather has began to go our way. And we're starting to enjoy the summer a little bit more, so definitely trying to invade that Jersey Shore soon and soak up the sun a little bit. So
we got a fish fry Sunday afternoon.
Let me know. I'm in.
You know, but with the pandemic, I'm so fucked up with time. I just put my air conditioner in this morning. We're in June, so I'm like sweating. And the other day, I come out of my house and I'm talking to my neighbor. I'm like, "Oh, it's warm for this time of day." And he's like, "Dude, it's June." Like,
yeah. Well, how do you think I feel? I mean, I work from home basically 5 days a week.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah,
you know, when
yeah.
I step outside, it's about 5-6 in the afternoon, and I'm chilling in a nice cold AC, and I go outside, and it's a fucking big difference. But anyways, let's get right into it, guys.
Here we go.
Let's
hop in.
If you remember last week, we went pretty big on the MLB proposals, and as you know, they did deny what was presented to them. So this week, Major League Baseball has made a proposal to the players: 75% prorated salary, 76 game season, playoff pool money, no draft pick compensation for signing players. Season finishes September 7th. Postseason ends at end of October. And a significant move towards player demand and effort to play more. Now, I know that's a lot to soak in, but I mean, it's an improvement, I guess. Compared to the 50, was it 55 that they wanted to give him?
48
games. Yeah.
And I mean, I don't even think it was, what was it? I think we did like 40% of their pay, and they weren't having that.
It was like basically like a quarter of their pay.
Yeah.
Most players would get.
I think that's what we're getting. And you know, the problem is, I read it, was the league wanted shortened, they wanted less games just because they don't want it to affect the 2021 season. So they don't want to play too deep into November. So this will work out perfectly because they're going to basically finish where they were supposed to finish.
Yeah.
They're just going to miss half the season. So I think this might be the best we see from here. I don't know. But let the fucking boys play already. We want to see it.
So, I mean, what I think it's coming down to, you know, week after week, and, you know, time flies. So basically what's starting to happen is that we are starting to get closer and closer to kind of, not per se a deadline, but time is shortening on us.
Right.
And I think that the MLB and also the Players Association are starting to realize that, and there's going to have to be some type of compromise. But, quote-unquote, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he is 100% sure there will be a baseball season in 2020. Now, I like that coming from the commish, but you know how it is with politics and all that bullshit.
Ownership holding them back.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we'll see.
I think ownership's fine realizing, like, what players were saying was, all right, we'll stay home, we'll get our year time, you pay us full, or we're not going to play. And I think they're finally getting to see, like, yo, we got to pay these guys. Regardless of what happens, we just pay no minor leader, but we got to pay our main roster.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to the MLB Players Association and Major League coming down to an agreement. And like I said, I think they are pressured for time now, and it's time to make it fucking happen.
It has to.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're already losing an All-Star game.
Yeah, you already lost the All-Star game. I mean, truth be told, once they took out the home field advantage for the All-Star game,
meaningless.
Now it's meaningless. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I think that was the most unique thing they could have did. Was home field advantage is determined by the All-Star game?
I'm with you. You know what I mean? For me, I love seeing the highest caliber players playing together. Now that's awesome. It's an awesome site, right?
Not to
go when they took away that incentive, it took away a lot.
Took a lot. No, I remember.
So now, like for example, yeah, the MLB All-Star Game was great last season. It was cool. You know what I mean? But truth be told,
it's a gimmick.
Everybody fucking watched the Home Run Derby more than anything.
Right, and you know, now I'll go off the rails because I'm like a fucking baseball junkie as much as a sport junkie. I think it was 2012. Brian Wilson, remember him? He closed for the Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear the Beard.
Yeah.
He came out and said, "I want to come to the All-Star Game because we're going to win the World Series this year, and I want to do it at home." And Bruce Bochy was a bench coach, and Bochy said, "No, we're going to manage to stay in the win because we're going to win the World Series this year." And they won the World Series that year.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's to say what home field advantage would have been in 2012? Who's to say what it would have been at all? I mean, that incentive was huge, and that was a breaking point to the All-Star Game. Now, what do you play for? Now you're watching a gimmick game. You know, it's not what it used to be.
I mean, I think that as baseball fans, we still enjoy watching all these fucking All-Stars, you know, out there showboating and making the game fun. Excuse me, but at the same time, you know, there's no incentive anymore.
No,
let's get back to like as far as the proposals go. Now let me ask you a question, Mo, because I haven't really looked into it. As far as, have you heard anything about like location wise, like where, like venue, like where will these games be hosted?
Well, that's what I've been.
Haven't seen much talk about.
That's gonna be the best argument because players are already saying let's stay in spring training facilities, and I think Texas or California, one of the warmer countries, says no. We'll let 25% capacity into sporting events, not baseball, sporting events. So I don't know where it is, but that's not going to help the Bostons, the New Yorks. I mean, think about it. Who would want to watch an empty Yankee Stadium, Boston Red Sox?
Well, see, here's the thing, though. You have to think about, like, ballparks like Yankee Stadium where no matter if the Yankees are under 500, their fans are still going to attend. You and I both know that.
But there's no fans. Why not just play it in a safer environment?
Okay,
in spring training?
Here, now let's bring this into effect. The weather is getting warmer, which
right.
is a big advantage. Now, I'm not much of a fucking scientist myself, but they say that hypothetically that they say that the virus is it dies out in warmer weather. I don't know how much of that is true.
That's a Floridian statement. They don't believe in this shit happening out there because it's so warm.
Florida's their own fucking country.
Florida man.
You know, I saw a video of this guy carrying a baby gator into a fucking pawn shop.
Florida man. Yeah, I saw that. Florida man.
Ridiculous.
Yo, Google Florida man and all these different facts come up.
I'm good.
You're not a Google Florida man. Google Florida
same.
Man and your birthday. So one time I did it, and it's like, guy got high on bath salt, stole ice cream truck, fell asleep in a church. Florida man.
That's insane.
So, I mean, I agree. We don't know, though. Nobody, it's so early in this pandemic, nobody knows what it's going to do. I say the player's going to play in spring training, why fight it? It's not like you're losing revenue. You're not letting fans in.
Now,
let the players play where they're comfortable.
Now, see, here's the fucked up part, bro, is that, you know, with all the protests and everything that's going on, nobody's giving a fuck about the pandemic anymore, right? Everybody was out, and listen, I'm all for it, you know, justice, cool.
But now,
think about this. Nobody gave a fuck about the pandemic anymore, right? And now, news and reports are coming in that coronavirus cases are doubling across the country.
Well,
I had a buddy that his grandparents are from Texas, deep in the country of Texas. When they left,
right.
The state was basically open. And now that they went back, fucking masks everywhere. Stores are closed.
Look,
restaurants are closed.
I hate to break the news to everybody. Get used to wearing a mask. Even when we're back to normal, we're going to have a mask on for at least another year. Just, I'm calling a spade a spade. Get used to wearing a fucking mask.
You know, there's actually a picture that I think if I'm not mistaken. There's a picture, old-ass picture, when the Spanish flu hit. Major League players were wearing masks and playing ball.
When was this?
It's fuck, let me look it up. When was the Spanish flu, dude? And I'm ashamed of myself that I don't even know.
I don't even know what that is. I mean, but you know how they used to wear a mask? I mean, that's why I said they used to wear a fucking mask. And you know what, Dave? Why are you letting it up? You know who makes great masks?
Tell me.
WickedPisses.com.
Oh, yeah.
Have great mask
brother.
Wear. We just have to check it out.
Dude, did you see the new line of masks they have?
Bro.
Guys, fans, they have everything from ladies to men. Awesome designs. Check them out. WickedPisses.com.
Bro, this shirt, this fucking sports junkie
Boston
shirt?
Boston Sports Junkie.
Oh, man.
Guys, gotta check out their gear. Big shout outs to WickedPisses. Thanks for all the love and support. Guys, don't forget to check them out. That's Wicked Piss Up with 2H's.com. And that's, what's their Instagram?
But before I bring up, guys, don't forget, while you're at checkout, make sure you go FFS15. Get that motherfucking discount.
Guys, they are constantly updating their website with new merchandise. I just got 3 shirts last week. I'm getting a few more within the next week or so. And I'm telling you, I love the new gear. It's sick. They got everything from baseball, football, basketball, even American USA apparel.
They support us. We support them. It's at Instagram, WPFNA, wickedpizza.com.
Let's go. Don't forget, check them out.
15.
Good call.
And guys, we know you're using the code. We got word from them. We're getting a word from you guys. If you use it, make sure to tag us. We'll repost you on everything we got.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So guys, we love the interaction. So before we started recording, not to get into this too much, I did ask Mo what kind of feedback we were getting from last week's episode. Guys, I heard a lot of good things. I heard you guys loved it. So, you know, as usual, we love the feedback and the love. And if there's something like you guys want us to talk about, fucking shoot it in there.
Yeah.
We'll bring it up.
We'll talk about it.
You know, zero fucks over here.
So, Dave, back to that Spanish flu shit. What we got there?
All right. So, Spanish flu was January 1918 to December 1920.
What the fuck was a mask like in 1920?
It wasn't the same shit we're wearing now.
That's, bro.
It looks like the same shit we're wearing now. Let me see if I, look at this. Look. Look,
that is, yo, we're going to post this on Instagram. This is the exact same fucking picture. I mean, the same mask that we wore.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is, it looks like in this picture you're showing me here.
Spanish flu 1918.
Only the hitters are wearing them.
No, well, if you look in closely, you see the Blues wearing them, and then also the catchers wearing
them.
That's
ridiculous. You know, I train sports athletes. And youth sports athletes, that is, not grown men. And the one little league said, would you consider letting these kids wear masks? And I said, there's no way. In this heat, they die.
Well, see, that's
and look at this. It's kind of crazy. Like, let's see that.
Yeah. It is interesting. Guys, we're going to post that picture up on the Instagram for you guys to check out, too. It's very interesting.
So back to this, I don't think players will wear masks, but I think they should play in spring training facilities.
I mean, I think it'll be safer, warmer weather.
It's where they want to play.
And also
it's where they want to play, right?
More of a controlled environment, not to mention less capacity, so maybe that's better. I know it will upset fans, but think about it like this. Revenue for these organizations will be at an all-time high because they're filling these fucking ballparks up. Because fans want to see ball.
No, but remember, there's going to be no fans. They were talking about there's no fans. So the guys want to play in Florida or Arizona, why not going to play?
I mean, listen, man.
No traveling.
I don't know. I'm going to call Robbie Manfred later to talk to him about it. Fucking
Humberto Manfred. Hello. Hello, puppy. Why you don't let my son play in Florida? All
right. So,
why you don't let him play in Florida?
Guys.
Bring.
During the week, Bo and I, you know, we send a lot of content back and forth to each other. This is the funniest shit ever. I don't know if you guys have, like, been on Instagram. I know a lot of our fans follow, like, baseball pages, sports pages. The Korean Baseball League.
Bro, these guys are
Hold on.
They're a gimmick.
Now, behind the plate, they've been using fucking stuffed animals, like, you know, teddy bears, Pikachus,
and all that
shit.
And they let the players put them there.
Yeah, they let them pick. Now, I saw a picture, okay?
Here we go.
Of what appeared to be human beings in left field. Guys, they were not human beings. They were fucking Korean sex dolls.
5'2" sex dolls.
They were looking all right, too, by the way.
You look.
And they had masks on.
You look like a type that would have a flashlight in your house.
Guys, the fucked up part about it is.
You know what a flashlight is?
Yes, I know what a flashlight is. This is a children's show, man. Take it easy.
My God, stop the match.
So,
think about his family.
So basically, because of those actions, the Korean Baseball League was fined $81,000 because of their actions.
That's ridiculous.
Let me ask you something. Where the fuck in their right minds did they think that was okay?
Players put them there.
No, the players didn't do that
players
shit.
Picked out the stuff. They were saying they picked out the stuff they were handing on plate.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, what? fucking the pitcher's bringing in his sex doll?
I don't know, man.
Sex doll for the first two innings and then one to the bullpen?
It would have surprised me if Currently's not drug testing, so they probably all ate some shrooms. They got after the game, like, hey, man, you know what would be trippy? Let's put this 5'2" sex doll out there.
I don't know. And they were all women, too.
You sent me that, and I didn't, like, you sent it to me, and I woke up, and I was like, what is this? And it's just the picture. And then I didn't read your message when I went to bed. And I woke up, I'm like, oh, they're sex dolls. They look so real.
Yeah, it looks crazy. It looks
oh,
wild.
It's fucking crazy.
It
like,
looks wild, man.
That shit is intense. If you didn't know you were a hitter, what would you do as a hitter?
What do you mean?
We both play, right? We both play the game. I still play. You played with me. You go up to play, and you're an away team, right? Because they have home and away.
Yeah.
So you come up to hit. And you don't know what's out there. And you look up and you realize there's this thing with like the sucking dick eyes. And it's just looking at you. Like, what are you doing there?
I mean, all right, real answer, I've always been a type of ball player that I don't like to pay attention to the stands because it fucks up my mood. Like, I like to isolate myself on what's on the field.
I was that
on.
Player.
Unless I see like a super hot chick and I'm trying to show off. But, you know, whatever. But I mean, it's just absurd that they actually went for it and they thought it was going to be cool to,
you know, all right,
to try it out.
You're a television player. I was that player until I came out to pitch in front of 20,000. I was like, oh, I guess there's people here. Oh, man.
Yeah, no,
but,
I get it. But I mean,
then I started realizing everybody around me. So at the end of my career, when I pitched in front of a janitor and a homeless guy and a crackhead in Newark, I was like, oh, all right, I got this. But so you wouldn't notice a sex ball staring at you?
No, man.
All right. So there was another pitch.
It,
there was another pitcher in the Korean League. They put Pokemon characters behind home plate. So what if that was the same game? Hypothetically speaking, you're going up to hit. You have a Pikachu behind you at home plate. Then you look out, and in left field, you got a whatever sex character you think of with her septic eyes looking at you, hand job hands in, holding a fleshlight. What are you thinking?
Wait, a sex doll holding a fleshlight?
Yeah, we're just saying hypothetically.
That's very intense, bro.
Alright, so
that's aggressive.
Alright, so we're gonna spend like 90 seconds on this.
No, not even. Let's
So alright, if that's intense,
oh my God.
What would you do? I mean, who buys a sex doll? I mean, that moral story.
If I was
who the fuck was the fuck a fake thing?
If I was that bad, I'm trying to go yard and I'm hitting that fucking sex doll in the face.
So you're not worried about Pikachu or Ash Ketchum behind you?
Nah, bro.
You're
when
trying
I was young,
to
listen, man. When I was young, I used to catch them all. You know what I mean?
All right. So you're just trying
holographics on deck, bro.
You're trying to go yardy. Got it. Boom. Boomstick. You heard it here. Fuck your fleshlight. Fuck your suck dick guys. Fuck your fake dolls.
Oh,
you're trying to go yard. All right, I got you.
The best of sex and baseball, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by Family Faithful. Listen, we only have a little bit of time left.
We got 12 minutes to
but
go.
Moses, thank you
we're,
for that.
We're
thank
gonna,
you for your...
we're going to try to keep it at 30.
In detail, the description.
We could go over like a few minutes also. It's just, you know, I just started going. Like, we had a pre-production meeting, and I wasn't catching it. And now it's just I'm catching it. I'm like, wait, what?
This is how the best content is.
There's
so
many
fly.
Questions
on
behind,
fly,
like, hey, let's go put these Cestos in the outfield. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Sounds good.
Well, they're pretty fucking bored over
and
there. So
anyway, Dave, moving on. The 2020 MLB draft is here.
Yeah, big
and
news,
and nobody
guys.
Fucking
big,
talking about it.
Big news, guys. So yesterday...
hit us with the boy we just drafted for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, so yesterday in the... MLB draft in the first round with the number 17 pick selected a high school infielder Nick York out of Archbishop Mitty High School in San Jose, California.
Nicky York, baby!
A high schooler, young boy, 6 feet, 200 pounds. He bats right and throws right-handed, 18 years old, and he's a big prospect. But now, let's not forget, he has also committed to playing college ball for the University of Arizona. So the Red Sox did take a gamble on this, but through the reports and all the news that I've read, it is a very high chance that he's going to take that offer and go straight to playing ball for the Red Sox.
Well, Chaim Bloom has come out and said this is his first draft the Red Sox. He's going to go young. You're not going to see anybody shoot right through the system. Remember, Chaim Bloom was a Tampa Bay Ray, front office guy. He did every role with the Tampa Bay Rays. So he's a firm believer. You're going to do your time before you get there. And I think we're finally seeing the other part of Chaim Bloom.
Agreed.
Other than the little signings that he made, now we're going to see how he's going to build this system. This is why the Red Sox signed Chaim Bloom as the GM. This is why they put him in the role he's in, because he's not just going to come in and sign these big-name players with a blank check that he's being handed out. He's going to go out and get these young players. But don't forget, the last 5 years, this is 3 out of 5 years now, the Red Sox have drafted a high school player. So maybe it's Chaim Bloom, but maybe it's also the other people in the front office of the Red Sox.
But you know what, though, Mo? We went to Puerto Rico, you know, we went to what they call the town meeting. So we had a chance to get some Q&As with the players. But there was a part of that little show there that we got to talk to people from the front office. And Chaim Bloom was one of those people. And I will say, leaving there, I felt really confident in his approach, the way that he wanted to manage and run the organization. And he seemed really positive, and it seems that he's all about the fans and bringing back another championship, you know, to Boston and New England.
And he admitted it. He hated watching us win, but now he's so happy to be a part of it. He just wants to win with us.
Yeah, I mean, young guy, he seems to know what he's doing. And remember, this is a guy that left the Tampa Bay organization. An organization that has struggled for a little while.
And he started.
But sometimes you have guys that leave, you know, a starving place to do more.
Right.
So I got a lot of confidence in him. But what we were saying, you know, with his pick, choosing a high school kid and barely committing to a college, there's a lot of courage there, a lot of like potential, if you will.
And he just came out. He's like, look. Because people question it. You know, we lost the second round draft pick to that fucking bullshit that we were found not guilty on. I don't understand how we lose a draft pick and we're not guilty. But so he came around and said, look, I'm going to go young. Because they're going to go through the system. He's basically saying the Red Sox way, you're going to see in every player.
Agreed.
And I like that. I like that he's not beating around the bush. That's what I liked about the town hall at Winter Weekend. He was right to the point.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't shying away.
He wasn't dodging questions. He was right to the point. Now,
so let me ask you something. Do you think that he followed a trend with drafting a high school player again? I mean, we go back to the 2016 season, and you know, all the way back to 2019, 2018, 17, 16, all high school kids.
We had I think 3 of the 5. This is the third one. I think Tanner Huck was out of college, and look on that list.
So we got, all right, so I'll just start from the beginning.
Go to 2016, start from the bottom.
2016.
Our boy, out of Jersey.
Jay Grooms, pitcher, Barnegat High.
Barnegat High.
You know, and we're from Jersey. Barnegat High has a great reputation for baseball.
Great town.
All right, 2017, Tanner Huck, pitcher out of Missouri.
All right, he's accomplished it.
All right, yeah, okay. 2018, we had first round Tristan Casas, first baseman, and third baseman out of American Heritage High School in Florida.
High school, right. That's the second round.
And then 2019, second round, Cameron Cannon, shortstop out of University of Arizona.
Right, and since they lost the first round because of a salary cap shit, that was our first round draft.
All right, so we stand corrected. Not everybody was from high school, but I mean...
But this is the third out of the fifth year.
Yeah, I mean,
statistically,
it beats it. But, like, let me ask you something. Like, do you think by drafting these guys this young, it's a good approach? Because technically,
we
have a great infield, right?
We do.
Now, here's the thing. How fucking long is this kid going to spend in the farm?
Well, that's what I think Chaim was making his point. Don't think you're going to see a guy in 3 years. You're going to see him in 7 years.
Yeah. I mean, remember last year when we were struggling with pitching for a little bit? And we had a potential fucking ace, but Cora was like, nope, not yet. Not yet.
We're letting him grow. And I think that's the way to doing it. And I think that's why the MCL Act is in effect. We will have Cora back, because Cora is all about growing our youth. So he's going to fit right back in when he comes back. And then so will Mookie and Lester. But so, MCL. So I think it's the right move to make. And what you were saying, that if he does go to Arizona, that we would get another draft pick, right?
So what's going to happen? So the draft comes back on, I think, tonight.
Yeah, but we don't have tonight.
Yeah, so tonight. So remember, guys, because of the bullshit investigation and we're penalized by the MLB, we lose our, our second round draft pick.
For being found not guilty, we lost
our
second round
draft. Which, by the way, I'm not going to get into it, but I saw a good blog earlier saying that the whole investigation was a fucking hoax. But, I mean, if it's coming from MLB, I don't know how much I believe it. I'll look more into that. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. But here's the thing, though. So, okay, we choose this high school kid. A lot of potential. He's a big boy. And apparently, he's got a fucking bat on him.
Daddy, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we'll see. But we will continue to bring in and give a report on the new draft picks. And, well, shit, we got a bunch more. So
yeah,
we're going to see.
Next week we'll finish the coverage of the draft.
You know, they're saying that we should focus on pitching and outfield. What do you think about that?
I think pitching you can only focus on so much.
I don't think you ever have enough pitching.
But when you're a Red Sox, no matter how much pitching you have in the farm, you're always going to go out and fight a Chris Sale. You're always going to go out and buy one of those guys, like Nathan Eovaldi, who would be a one somewhere. You make him a two or a three.
See, here's my thing. With today's game, pitching is such an element.
It wins.
And
it
pitching wins. You know, they say defense wins. But, I mean, this is baseball, man. You got to have your fucking workhorse on that mound. And that guy, believe it or not, you know, he's a big part of that team. And he will basically let you know what's going to happen. He'll let the fans know, and he'll let that opposing team know.
That's right.
So, like I said, we'll be...
All right. So here we go. Back. Sorry, we got cut off.
Yeah, so we were touching a little bit on pitching and the importance of pitching. You know what? Well, I hope you don't mind, but I actually just got an update on the new draft pick that we got in.
Oh, who we got, Dave?
Let me pull this up.
We need a better sound for breaking news. No, that's club noise.
What the fuck was that? Where am I?
Here we go, Dave. We got breaking news here. Breaking news.
You know what it is, man? It's crazy because even though we're not playing baseball, this shit still makes me happy.
It gets my dick tingling.
All right, man. You know.
That's how excited I get, Dave.
Jesus Christ.
This shit is real.
All right.
We out here. We're out here in the streets.
I don't know about the streets, but, you know. Anyways, guys, that's the newest update.
All right, man.
Brought to you on the clock for the newest Red Sox
And you know what? Hey, we were just talking pitching. Another position player. I think it's making my MCL app not look good right now.
Listen, never lose faith in MCL.
Get the duck boats ready.
Get the duck boats ready, boys. We're going for another one.
Mookie Cora Lester.
Yo, by the way, I want to tell you something.
Don't
ever forget.
What's up, bro?
Yankees suck.
Yankees really do suck. That's why I love the shirt. The fucking sports junkie shirt. What does it say in the L, baby? Ooh. That shit is dope.
The junkies suck.
Junkies suck.
Anyways, guys, I don't know. You got anything else you want to cover?
I want to do a little segment real fast since we're not really looking at time.
Are you about to say it to me?
Oh, no, I don't. This episode, I've drank misunderstood whiskey. It is a ginger spice. They are not a sponsor of the show yet, but they are they're really good. And shout out to them. Last week's episode, we had Buffalo Traits.
You know what? Why don't we start something? Guys, all right, new segment for you guys, for the fans.
For your whiskey drinkers.
Mo and I were talking about trying different whiskeys every episode.
Yeah, definitely.
So
definitely.
Why don't we let the fans choose for us?
Well, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. I like that. Until we get sponsored by a whiskey company.
Yeah, I mean...
And if you own a whiskey company, what the fuck is up? Send us a bottle. You don't have to pay us. Send us a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah,
and
no,
we'll
guys,
drink it. I'll give
guys,
you my address.
Right. So this week, like Mo said, we are drinking Misunderstood Ginger Spice Whiskey.
I believe.
It's pretty good. And they are from Hoboken, New Jersey. Gotta say, guys, I'm not a big fan of the sweet stuff. I like my whiskey Irish.
But it's not sweet, though.
It's not. So, guys,
really
listen to me. Go into the DMs. Send us your preferred whiskey, and we will pick one of them to try out for the next episode.
What are y'all drinking? Let us know. I definitely did an idea. I think I hit it on the head.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at making content. That might be my idea in 2020. Not a lot going on in 2020. Probably the best one.
Yeah.
But definitely, guys, let us know what to drink. Last week we had Buffalo Traits.
Which is all right.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean, I'm a fan of Kentucky bourbon, you know?
This is actually the distilled in Kentucky. You know 95%. Now, shit talk. 95% of whiskey and bourbon is distilled out of Kentucky. Off the trail?
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. I don't know. You got anything else you want to cover? Or?
All right. So this week we were supposed to have Dr. Doom, Ray on the show.
That's right. That's right. Shout out to Ray. Guys, so this week we were supposed to have a special guest. I know we mentioned it last week. Unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond us, he was not able to make it. But we have scheduled him for next week.
At his pool.
At his pool.
We're having a pool party next week.
Yeah.
So let us know what,
be sweet.
What the
now,
trick.
Guys, this is, for me, he's one of my longtime friends. And also, Mo's big bro.
He is my big bro.
So, wise words, awesome dude. Take no shit, motherfucker. Guys, we look forward to having him on.
And if you want to know what he's about, guys.
Yeah, send us some questions.
Go check out FenwayFaithfulSports.com.
That's right.
He writes for the strongest blog on the internet. I couldn't be more blessed to have people in my life. I have my best friend as my co-host every week and every day of my life.
So cool.
I have my big brother writing for me for FenwayFaithfulSports.com. I mean, I'm blessed. But definitely go check him out. Send us questions for next week. We're hope I have a feeling in my left testicle next week.
We're gonna have one.
I sold one. Next week
to make the fucking show.
Next week, yeah, that's right, baby. Put it all on the line. Next week, I think we're gonna have an announcement for baseball. And if there is spring training, guess what, people? We'll be out there.
Yeah, man.
We're fucking everywhere,
guys. So once again, this is a wrap on episode 5, season 2, guys. As usual, we love you. Thank you. Keep the love coming. Fucking send us some questions. And don't forget, as usual, check out Wicked Pisser. Get your fucking gear.
FFS.com for discounts.
Get your gear, and I'm fucking out of here.
We're out of here. Mic drop.